This is the Minky PP podcast, episode 8. How wild is that? Episode 8. So, I saw this thread by this guy for the people who can't see. It's from at Mark in the House 4. His name is Serving a Findom. And so he posted this thread of like biggest turnoff for subs, and it's an ongoing thread. And I was like, well, this is really interesting. I'd like to kind of pick this apart, on the podcast, see what you guys' opinion on the matter is. And I did invite him to
I
speak.
just posted it in the comments so everyone can look at it. Sorry for interrupting you.
Okay.
Just in case anyone doesn't know.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And I've noticed that in this post, in this thread, a few DOMs have quote retweeted it, not entirely happy about this thread. So I wanted to kind of pick this thread apart, and I did invite this original poster to speak. I asked him, like, hey, can you please come on my podcast and we can t discuss this? I'd love to have you. He declined because he wants to protect his privacy, like his voice and whatnot. He doesn't want to be found because of his job. So I understand. I understand where he's coming from. So I still wanted to bring it up. And if you're a dom and want to speak, feel free to come on and speak. So I want to go over the first thing that he says, like the first tweet. So biggest turnoff for subs, he puts number one, no appreciation for sends. When a dom doesn't appreciate small sends, she won't appreciate the bigger ones later. I have money, I can send $100 initial, but you learn much more about the dom when sending small. I have a little bit of mixed feelings about this. I know that some DOMs, say like, oh, whatever, $5, that's nothing, send more, or something like that. How do we feel about this tweet? Like, I think there, because I also see that, and even in the comments of this tweet, there was a sub that was like, instead of saying thank you, I'd rather you just say like good boy. And I think where the conflict is like, well, the dom doesn't want to be nice, or the dom doesn't want to show off that she's not tough or dominant, and therefore m might not want to show that appreciation. And there are some subs that don't want that appreciation. And just like in the comments of this thread, a sub was like, I'd rather, instead of s you saying thank you for the send, you say like good boy. So I'm just curious, what do you guys think about this?
I think that kindness shouldn't be, it doesn't mean weakness. I think there are a lot of DOMs that kind of tread that line. Like they don't necessarily want to be nice because they don't want to show that they have that weakness. But you can be kinder, you can be softer in a way that still benefits both parties.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think that it's like if it's a match or not. Like, hey, like if you don't see that your dom is appreciating your sends, move on. Move on to, I do feel like it doesn't necessarily happen with everyone. I do, that's why I take this kind of thread with a little bit of a grain of salt because it is from this one person's experience. But I do think that it is a little bit of a window into knowing at least what one sub thinks, that maybe other subs might feel too, that can help, DOMs kind of just reflect on that or take a look at that or think about that. And there are DOMs out there that are so experienced that have been doing this for so long that they're pro DOMs that if you send them a small send, they're not gonna say anything because they're so busy getting big scents from other people. Like Mistress Harley, who has 30,000 followers, she's been on a talk show. I remember she tweeted, she's been doing this for years, and she tweeted, I'm sorry, someone tweeted to her saying, "Hey, every time you're on Night Flirt and you turn on like that you're available and I try to contact you, you never respond." And that was like their complaint. And Mistress Harley responded saying, like, "The second that I turn that on, I get thousands of people trying to contact me. So if I don't get to you, it's because I have so many people trying to get to me." So I think that, if you're sending $5, I guess if that's considered a small send, to a dom that's been doing this for so long and gets like big sends, and she's a big following, and she's just, totally established, it's not likely that she's going to notice that because she's got other things going on. She's got like a million things going on. In my opinion, I do think when you're starting off and you do get a small send, yeah, it's a start. I would personally, I'm grateful for all sends. Yeah, and that's those are my two cents. Thank you, Goddess Kiki. And I want to also welcome Foot Piggy as a listener, and thank you, Snow, and Mistress Mercy, who's always on here. I so appreciate you. All right, so if anybody does anybody have any thought final thoughts on this tweet before I move on to the second tweet?
I think that you're right about the thread being it's very generalized where the whole fetish and kink world, you can't really generalize it. There's so many different
Yes.
variations of every single thing. So whereas a small send might be a we might be able to appreciate it more if we're just starting out, like you said. And then, but maybe what he's referring to are the doms that they get a small send and they kind of berate the sender for sending them such a small send. Because I think that what he had said was, it says a lot about the dom that you chose to send money to. And I kind of do agree with that. If you're not expecting that dom to be cruel to you, like, and you can look at the profiles and you can kind of tell who's going to be, like, if you want someone to be super harsh, you can tell the ones that are going to do that.
Right.
I'm for the most part, I think most of us are pretty clear about what kind of, I guess, person that we are, on here. So I don't know that they should be super surprised, I guess, if they get berated or not, but it seems like that's what he was talking about.
Yeah, that's such a good point, Kiki, because it's so important, and I've heard this a few times in different places that it's important for subs to do their research. If you're truly interested in a dom, like look into her links, look into her tweets, look into like what's kind of like her style, like get a feel before sending to her or before reaching out. So yeah, definitely a good point there. I want to move over to the second one. So let's go over, just moving down this list here. So his second turn off that he claims that are for subs is Dom's purse. This is what I'm reading the tweet. Dom's personal issues. Dom's begging for money in DMs, discussing too much of personal information and life issues, lecturing about politics, social, and gender issues. Sorry, I'm here to escape from reality. Be a sub and have a good time. Oh, hold on. Goddess Jen is. Did you want to say something? Jen, did you want to say something? Okay, sorry, might be having connection issues here. All right, so yeah, so Dom's, so that's what, so he says Dom's personal issues. I have mixed feelings about this because I kind of understand his perspective of the fantasy aspect Like, I am here, he says it himself, I am here to escape from reality. And that is true for a lot of the people that come on here with their hidden profiles, wanting an escape from their everyday lives. And I do think that it, however, where it gets a little gray for me is where he says discussing too much of personal information and life issues, because Doms are people too. We're looking for connections too. If if she's not able to talk about her life, to a certain extent, then it just sounds like it's just a session, and then that's it. Like, you're just gonna do a session and then be gone. What are your thoughts? What are you guys' thoughts?
Well, and what's he referring to? I mean, I don't think that he says if he's talking about like personal messages or they're sending out tweets about their personal life, because I kind of agree with that on both for both subs and doms. I do see sometimes tweets on there that are a little bit I got it's a lot of personal information that maybe doesn't necessarily belong. But I also understand that people can get very desperate, and so I just kind of chalk it up to that. But he doesn't really say which one he's talking about, because that goes both ways. We hear a lot of personal information from subs as well.
Yeah,
So
that's true. Yeah, go ahead, Gaishan.
I had a little bit of an issue with this one because it's very controversial. So I don't remember if it was on the podcast or we were just doing the living room chat, but one of the subs said that he likes to know personal details about Doms because it like humanizes her and it lets him be drawn to personality. And then this sub comes and says, "I don't care about your personality. I don't care about your personal issues. I just want to, get what I need and be on my way." And like for me, I'm like, "How are you able to make a long-term relationship with a dom if you're just telling her, just be a dom, don't be anything more than that?" So I'm kind of confused with that one. Like, what are you looking for? What are you trying to say here?
Yeah. I mean, he says in the tweet itself, discussing too much of personal information and life issues. I mean, obviously too much is different for everybody. What is too much for me might not be too much for you. But I do, feel the same way that Goddess Kiki's talking about, whereas a lot of people do mention too much of their personal lives, or what he's saying here on his tweet. Maybe too much about politics or social and gender issues. That when the sub comes on here, they're trying to escape all that.
And
And they're,
I think it
yeah.
goes the same for a dom. A dom comes on here to escape that too. So I specifically haven't, I don't know about you girls, maybe Kiki has seen it more than I have, but I haven't been able to meet any like personal or like any political tweets. But I'm sure it's a thing. I just haven't seen it. But yeah, I think also me as a dom, I would get really, really like, why do you need to bring politics in here? Why do you need to bring any like personal issues that don't revolve around, domination submission? Like, we're here for a purpose, and that is not the purpose. So I do agree on that term.
Yeah, I don't tweet anything that's political or religious or anything like that, because honestly, I want an escape from that shit too. So I completely understand what he's saying there. But I also know that some people, that's a deep part of their life. And just like we've said before in this podcast, that there's different flavors for everyone, and there might be a good match there. So I can't really say anything bad about it, but if a sub doesn't like a dom style, he can move on. There's plenty of others to
Yeah.
choose from.
Yeah, and then I agree. Yeah, like as Goddess Kiki was saying, there could be like one there could be one dom that's like, I am, I love this politics, or I love this thing, and then the sub can be like, oh my God, so do I, and then they get off on them, but that, like, they've completed each other based on that. And then one of the things that was like kind of a shocker to me here, a little bit of a shocker, was when he says Dom's begging for money in DMs. I was like, what? Like, what does that even look like? Is it like a Dom, like, because the word begging to me is like, oh, please send me money, like actual begging, and I just can't picture anybody doing that
Oh, it's a
in the
thing. It's a
DMs.
thing. Definitely a thing. I just happened to meet this second. Like, literally, I actually have a story for this. How? What are the coincidences? Like, what are the odds? My sub just texted me now, and he said that another Dom is in his DMs right now. And she wrote to him, and I'm going to even read this because he sent me the conversation. She wrote to him. Shit, where is it now? If it doesn't matter, you can also be owned by me and be dominated by me. Are you willing to pay my registration fee? And he's like, you texted me. Why would I pay you a registration fee if you texted me? And then he said, I'm owned. He's like, oh no, it doesn't matter. You can be owned by two people. This takes me back to Goddess. To another situation we had. Do you remember this?
I kind of do. I kind of do. And I think that's actually, Jen, what you just described is kind of a way for Doms to poach subs, or try to, just kind of like wiggle themselves in there, kind of include themselves in there. Because if your, name, if your at is in your sub's bio, then she should know, or she should be able to see, like, okay, like, in order for me to talk to this sub, I'd have to go through this goddess. I'd have to ask her. Like, she's in charge of him. He's owned. She owns him. So that's yeah. That was a good example there, actually.
I think it has to do with experience too. We don't see in some of the screenshots we've seen in the past, I don't think there's a lot of experienced DOMs doing that. They're not in, they don't have time to be in these people's DMs telling them to give them money. But we've seen some of the, even some of the promo pages and retweet pages, they've said, you know, what are these DOMs doing? What makes them think that I want to be called a loser and that I'm going to just give them money because I said that you can tag me in your tweets. So I really think that some of these girls have not done any research. They've jumped on here thinking they can make easy money, which we know that that's not the case. And they just don't know what they're doing, and they don't understand the etiquette. They don't understand the community yet. And not that they should be excused for that, but I mean, they should have done their homework like the rest of us.
Yes, amen to that. Yeah. I want to share the third tweet. We're going down.
Oh, wait, can I just say something about that second one?
Go ahead.
Do you remember when there was that Dom that was having financial issues to the point where she was almost kicked out of her house? Do you remember that one Dom?
Yes, I do.
Now I'm interested to hear, is this also something that's a little bit too much to like, because now I'm asking myself, okay, but that, like, it's a different kind of begging, no?
Yeah, so let me clear this up a little bit for the listeners. So there was this Dom, obviously we're not going to mention any names. I don't even know if she's still on Twitter.
She is.
She at one point she was a fin dom, and at one point she tweeted something like, I'm homeless, like I don't have any money, like I normally don't, I don't think it's right to, like, beg or something like that, but if anybody can help me out, you know, please help me out, something like that. It was something along those lines. And I felt so bad. Jen and I felt so bad because she was in one of the engagement groups. So I was just like kind of following her tweets. I sent her $5. That's how bad I felt that I, who's not a sub, sent her $5 because of her, she was homeless. And she like later on thanks me for that. But I do think that going on the route of going in the direction of making subs feel sorry for you, that they'll send because they feel sorry for you, is not the way to go. Like long term, it's just not. Maybe like, you know, I feel sorry for her if she really, if it was just that desperate of a situation, and that she had to do that at that moment, you know, how you were talking about Jen, like, you know, whether that's a form of begging. There's like the form of begging of like just plain begging, and then there's the form of like, okay, this is an emergency, I'm homeless, please help. And it sucks that it would have to get to that point for some of these people, or for someone.
Yeah, so I think it's like super important. So there's a huge difference between, listen, I need help right now, and like I'm in a serious life emergency right now and I need help. And I felt like both Dom and subs, like you're like a Dom yourself, were able to help her in that situation because we understood that it was like a very specific situation to that same moment, and it was a different situation. Anyways, sorry, I'm rambling. But like it's different than a Dom that writes in her bio, oh, I need your money too, blah blah blah. Like there's a huge difference between it. And I feel like that's maybe something that he was referring to, the fact that when you make it your motto and your thing that you're begging for money and that you need it right now, then it comes off really annoying for a sub maybe.
Right. No, I agree. And I don't think it works long term. I don't think it works long term. I think again, like she tweeted that she was homeless, and I think that was like an emergency. I don't think she can tweet that like every so often and be necessarily called a fin dom. Then we're not looking at a fin dom anymore. And I think that's where like the differentiation is. So anyway, thanks for those who just came in. The listeners were, you know, dissecting these tweets of at Mark in the House 4, who tweeted this thread that I wanted to dissect. I did invite him to come on here, but he politely declined. So I want to go over number three. Number three is double and triple mentality. Doms that follow this method are short-term thinkers, as they don't believe the sub will stay for longer or don't intend to keep him long-term. It usually ruins everything. I think what he means by double and triple mentality is when a sub sends to a dom, and then the dom kind of responds like, "Okay, now double that." You know, like immediately, just like double that or triple that, like as right after the sub has sent. I think that's what he's talking about.
I'm kind of curious, so like in a general note, because the way he's writing it, it feels like he's experienced every single one of these, every single one of these things, and I'm super curious, like what happened? Who hurt you? You know?
That is a thing, though. I mean, I've started to change the way I comment on certain engagement posts just because I read that and I was like, that's kind of true. Because if you're in a drain or something like that, it makes sense that they're going to continue to keep sending money, doubling and tripling those numbers. But if someone sends you something and you're just like, yeah, okay, now double that, triple that, it's almost the same as not appreciating a small send. Like, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. And for some subs, they're not looking for that harsh treatment necessarily. So you really have to kind of know the sub and read the room.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time I hear about this. When long-term sub LTS was on the second episode of the podcast, he talked about this too, that he has seen subs like turned off by doms who right after the sub sends, the immediate response is just like right, especially after the tribute, like they send the tribute. And then the Dom just goes, okay, now double that. Okay, now triple that. Like immediately after, before building that kind of relationship and connection. And I want to welcome Delightful Souls to the stage. And I know she requested to speak. Hi, how's it going?
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon, guys, ladies, and both. I just would like for you guys to revisit the topic as to what you're talking about.
Sure, I'll reset the room. So, this is the Makey PB podcast. I saw this thread that you can see pinned at the top of this episode by a sub who posted a thread listing things that subs are turned off by DOMs from his, from what he claims from his perspective, right? His, and it got a lot of attention. It got a couple of DOMs upset, and so I wanted to put this on my podcast and kind of dissect it and see like what the deal is. Like what do we think about this? What do we think about these tweets? And I invited him to come on, but he politely declined, which is completely understandable. And so now we're on tweet number three. Does anybody have any more thoughts about this before I move to tweet number four?
I really agree with what Kiki said because I feel like I personally don't understand the whole concept of like double it, triple it, double it. Like, I think maybe if you're like mid-drain, then it makes sense, I guess. But if it's like someone that's just tributing you, or I don't know, you're talking to someone in general and he's like, I don't know, he sent you something. Yeah, it totally could be equivalent to not appreciating it if you're like double it, triple it, you know? But anyways, I just agree with Kiki.
And right in the chat section, I have Kiki's retweet slave. He says it's the Insta Dom and younger Doms that pop out of nowhere with that mentality of double it and triple it loser. So yeah, thank you for sharing that thought. All right, I'm going to move over to tweet number four. Tweet number four is, I'm going to read it out loud. No consistency in replies as the subs do with sending. Subs send for Dom's time and attention. Sub is consistent, respectful, and trying to impress. Dom barely replies, gone for days, replies not related.
Okay, so this makes me feel like he had a personal situation where this happened to him because I know for a fact that not me or any Dom that I know of just disappears and doesn't reply or like replies aren't consistent with the chat. So this has to be a personal situation, like in my opinion.
And I mean, definitely, I think this whole thread that this guy put is the person is a big personal situation. But my first question when I saw this was like, well, how much are you sending? Because there are subs that will send $5 and they want the whole world, the moon, the sky, the sun, the sky, the earth, like they want all the attention from the Dom for a small send and get upset when they don't get that amount of attention from that send. Which is why I think it's important to kind of be clear about like, all right, well, how much time are we spending together? Like, how much, if we're going to talk for like an hour a day, this is how much it's going to be, including this, including kind of making like an agreement.
I have a few remarks about this one. A to me is if this Dom is not consistent and he's not answering your needs, then why are you consistent? That is my first thought. My second thought is sometimes subs don't understand that Doms have a life, just like subs have a life. And sometimes us not answering is not us ignoring. It's just that we're busy. So you need to have the ability to communicate with your dom and be like, she needs to tell you, hey, I'm going to be busy here and here and here. And you need to be saying, hey, I'm going to be busy here and here and here. And you need to understand each other's schedule. Because if not, then yeah, absolutely, you're going to feel like you're ignored. And then the third thing is actually what you are saying now, Goddess Mari, is that the fact that sometimes a sub can send a really small amount and expect for all the time in the world. And it just doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I think there's obviously a miscommunication with the expectations between the two. Because if there has to be some kind of agreement, because the amount of attention is also up to the dom as well. Some doms think that a certain amount of attention is worth a certain amount, and they're all different. So if you don't have that expectation clearly laid out ahead of time and it's understood by both parties, then I don't see how it would work. And if it's not working, walk away, for either.
Yeah. And I think, no, I completely agree with that. I completely agree with that. And I think I will say that one of the things about being online and doing it online is that it is easy for the dom or the sub, both parties, to just disconnect, just turn their phone off, whatever, and leave the other party kind of just like, okay, like, where did the other person go? You know, that's just the part of the risk of online, of doing it on, that's just kind of one of the subs that I spoke to said that they don't do online anymore because they feel like there's not much of a presence there. So it's interesting. It's an interesting food for thought there. Any thoughts on the fourth tweet before I move on to the fifth? Okay, cool. Let's go on over here. Okay. Kiki, will you read it for me for a second? I got a request on here.
Sure. So number five is dom uses money that the sub sent toward an item for something else. So for example, this sub had a fetish for shiny. So he sent his dom $300 towards a high quality leather pants as they agreed. And she decided to use the money for pot and other things and told him it was her money anyway. And she never bought the pants that he expected her to buy.
This is a personal situation also. Like, it's all personal.
Definitely.
But this one you can tell for sure. Like, she didn't get the pants.
And I kind of agree with his irritation at this because, honestly, if someone sent that, that much money for something specific, I'm a human being. I have bills. There's probably other things I could spend that money on, but this is a business transaction in a lot of ways. That's what they are buying. That's what they paid for. So I personally would honor that. I wouldn't say, you know what, it's my money. I can do whatever I want. So that's just me. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I have a little bit of mixed feelings about this too, because it's just communication. Because for example, throne.me, the website where you can put your gifts that subs can buy. Sometimes when they buy a gift, you can collect the money and use it however you like, rather than the gift being ordered and delivered to you, depending on the object. And let's say like something comes up, let's say like whatever, you get a flat tire or your car gets towed or some, God forbid, someone's in the hospital or something like that. And those $300 are gonna go to, like, you're gonna think like, well, I'm not gonna buy something shiny with this money. I'm gonna go fix my car, I'm gonna go fix my tire, I'm gonna go do this. Unfortunately, in this situation, this girl used it for pot. and other miscellaneous things. And then she responded well with like, well, it's my money anyway, and never got the pants that he was wanting or expecting or hoping for. So I do think that situation is messed up.
But would it be less annoying if she put it towards bills? Like, I feel like that money was that specific money had a purpose. So he paid for a specific service. Like Kiki said before, it's a business transaction. So that money, the purpose of that transaction is towards the pants. So I feel like it's completely disrespectful on a dom's part to spend it on something else, whether it's paw or paying car bills or, you know, whatever.
Well, her response, if that is in fact how she responded with the very flippant, well, it's my money anyway, you know, I wanted to smoke it and buy some other shit, that response is disrespectful too, because they clearly had an agreement on what, you know, what it was supposed to be for. I think if an emergency came up and Adam was to say, I am so sorry, I can't do this right now, I really need to use the money for this, if they had if they had a good relationship, I don't think that would necessarily be taken so bad. But I could be wrong. But if there was an emergency that came up and Adam was respectful, I think that the entire thing would have been a lot better than just, you know, fuck you, I wanted to buy some pot.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. Any final thoughts before moving on to tweet number 6? No? Okay. Awesome. This dude was on a roll, giving me all the content for today's podcast. Okay, number 6. Disrespect to subs time when agreed. We agreed to meet at 11 p.m. for a session. 11:15 p.m., nothing happens. Dom shows up at 11:30 p.m., not ready, half stoned, and have the audacity to blame the sub for commenting. He sent for that. She forgot.
I feel like this is the same Dom.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say, is this the same person?
Okay. I actually have a really problem. So this one's a bit problematic for me, because sometimes you schedule something with a sub and then you schedule, like, let's say they scheduled for 11 p.m. And then sometimes the sub expects you to text them at 11 p.m. But I expect them to text me at 11 p.m. So it's that miscommunication.
Yeah. I mean... I just laugh at this because, like, hey man, it sounds like you're not getting it with this Dom. Like,
yeah,
like I don't know how many more tries
with this one.
No, yeah. It's happened to, I think, with subs too, where it'll be like, let's meet at this time, and then the sub also doesn't show up, or is late, or something like that. You know, so and then I think. Both the majority of us, our family is or friends don't know about our lifestyle. So if mom's calling saying she's going to pick you up at this time, you either got to make up some sort of excuse or, you know, to the mom and be like, sorry, mom, I can't make it because of whatever. Or you're just going to have to be like, oh, crap, I'm going to miss this appointment because I can't. There's no way I can communicate this back, something, I don't know, like life happens. What are your thoughts? Sorry, go ahead, Jen.
I think, like, so specifically for this, I feel like this is why a lot of jobs take half up front for these specific reasons. Also, I think having a cancellation fee is super important. Like, if you were to tell your mom you need to cancel, you have an appointment or something, you could at least tell the person, like the professional person that you scheduled with, oh, I can't make it because ABCD. And sometimes subs don't do that, and that to me is disrespectful for our time. And it probably also works the other way around, where a sub is scheduling something and the dom doesn't, you know, something comes up, it's life, and the dom doesn't let the sub know, and the sub is like sitting and waiting. So again, it's that communication. Like, if I'm not able to make our appointment on time, then I need to be responsible enough. I need to be respectful enough to say, hey, something came up. I'm sorry. Let's cancel. Like, it's not even that big of a big deal.
Yeah. But another thing too, though, is that I've gotten times where the sub or the buyer, whoever's on the other side, is like, will you be available in 10 minutes or 20 minutes? And DOMs shouldn't necessarily be put on the position of having to wait, you know? It's better it's better if you send and then we set up a time. Because once you send, then I know, like, you're serious about it. And then we can set up a time, or we can do it right away if I'm available right away, you know. But to say, like, will you be available in 10 minutes? Will you be available in 20 minutes? Can have the Dom thinking, like, well, I can't make any plans the next 20 minutes. Or I can't, you know, I got to cancel a meeting now. Or I got to, like, you're putting her on the position where now she has to kind of rearrange things.
I don't really like these kind of spontaneous sessions. I prefer, like, right now spontaneous sessions. Like, okay, let's do a session right now. We're feeling it right now. Let's do a session. But I don't like the, are you available in 10 minutes? Because that makes me feel kind of, are you expecting me to not wait 10 minutes? Like, I don't want to do that. Like, that puts me on the spot.
Yeah, me neither. I agree with you. I think it's, you know, somehow all of a sudden flipped on their time, you know. And if I'm responding and saying, like, hey, like, I'm available, sure, in 10 minutes, if 10 minutes later, you know, you should be sending, like, in 10 minutes, then send. Instead, it'll be like 10 minutes later, hey, are you available now? Well, I just said I was going to be available in 10 minutes, and now you're asking me if I'm available now. And then 10 minutes later, you're asking again if I'm available, and it's just on and on. And I'm like, I'm not going to take anybody seriously until they send, because then it's just talk.
Or worse, when they're like, are you available in 10 minutes? And then they don't show up until like 30 minutes after. Like, oh, sorry, something came up. You are the one that requested.
Right. I will say, oh, sorry, go ahead, Kiki.
Well, and I don't know if, you know, we've all had the same person do this, because I know that, I don't know about you guys, but I know there's two other people, and we have the same person that does this, because it's on his time. So really what he's looking for is like a cam girl, that, and which is totally fine. Go on a site where someone is live and you can do your thing on your own time. Because this person is definitely like, how about now? Is now okay? How about in 10 minutes? How about at this time tomorrow? And every single time there's no send and there's no show. You know, at some point you're just like, you know, you're wasting my time. Like, seriously, you're wasting my time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah. Happens more often than we'd like. All right. So any final thoughts on tweet number 6 before I move on to tweet number 7? No. Okay. Awesome. Let me share this on here. Okay. Number 7. He says, disrespect of content and online sessions when agreed. Certain DOMs offer content. The sub is sending for that. DOM puts minimal effort, no imagination, and blames the sub as always for being picky. I don't even know what that means. Picky? What? Someone explain that to me.
I think you meant picky.
Oh, picky. Yeah, I mean, just bad communication there. But also, you know, where it says like no imagination, I'm like, well, like, what are you have to be specific on exactly what you're asking for, you know, about the content, like, just or give like some sort of outline or idea, you know. no imagination kind of be, if you're leaving it up to the Dom to send you a video, one sub is going to like that video and another sub is not, you know, unless you're specific.
This is why Doms like to ask questions. What are your kinks? What do you like? What do you like more? What kind of sessions have you done before? You know, all kinds of questions that help the sub give a bigger picture to what exactly he's looking for. And sometimes the sub's answers are so vague that you're just like, okay, well, I'm just going to have to wing it. I don't have any choice. Like, he's asking for something, but he's not being clear as into what he wants. So you're leaving it up to my imagination, but I don't even know what to work with.
Yeah, I don't think that I don't want to generalize, but I think that most content buyers know exactly what they're looking for because they're paying for something specifically for them. So most of the time, you know, the requests that I get are never like, oh, just do whatever. I've never had anything like that. They are very specific. Sometimes they have a script. Sometimes they have specific things that they want said, trigger words that they really like. You know, and I remember a few months ago, we talked about someone who literally wanted like a full steak dinner. Was that you, Jen, actually? I don't remember, but somebody wanted like their feet in a full, like a full dinner.
No, I remember a sub that gave me and Mari a script about him being locked up in a basement and we have to like, do you remember this, Mari? I don't remember the feet in the bowl, but I remember that one.
Oh my God, yeah, no, I don't remember this.
They're pretty specific. I mean, they're like, you know, and the best content buyers are when you get to know them, so you kind of know what they want, and then they start kind of changing it up, and you're talking to them, like, you're saying, well, how about this? And then you're both kind of bouncing ideas, you know, off each other. I mean, that's the most fun for me because you're kind of trying to create something and that they will like. And I like that aspect, but very few times are there any subs that say, or any content buyers that just say, I don't know, just make me a video talking about how, you know, you want to rub your feet on me. And it's like, so little imagination. I mean, that has to do, like you said, Jen, with communication up front.
I've had a few subs that, like, I don't know, Kiki, I wish I got your subs, because I've gotten a few subs that were just like, oh, just say that you wiggle your toes and say that you're wiggling them on my face. And I'm like, yeah, but you asked for a 5-minute video. You want me to repeat myself 5 minutes? Like, I'm not really following. And then I have to use my imagination and kind of like take info out of them. And it could be frustrating for me, but when I think about like what he said, so maybe I'm thinking that he maybe gave some kind of script or he gave like a specific request, and maybe that Dom, she read it off a paper and she read it like in a very monotonic voice and she was very not interesting, then yeah, I can understand your frustration. But if you were just like giving her a general concept and you were expecting her to, you know, try to lift it up somewhere, I don't know, just based on her imagination only, like this is something that you're requesting. You have to know exactly what you're looking for, and you have to be able to vocalize it because we're not able to guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's harder. It's even harder when their profile shows nothing, like nothing, like there's nothing on it. There's, you know, there's no list of kinks, no tweets, nothing, you know, whereas Doms are trying to show, you know, as much of ourselves as possible, putting ourselves out there as much as possible. So it definitely helps if a sub kind of just curates their profile a little bit. Doesn't have to be like anything crazy, to just show like what their likes and their dislikes are, what they're into and what they're not into. Because Doms should be doing, you know, their due diligence in looking into subs' profiles as well. And seeing like what's up, what's going on here. Awesome.
Any thoughts? It really helps to have something to go off of. And yeah. in the example that he's giving, or you know, maybe this is just something that someone told him about. I think that it's just a bad match. You know, if you're watching, if you like you said, Mari, if you're watching this Dom's like feed and the kind of tweets that she's putting out and the kind of things that she's saying, you can kind of gather what kind of content she's capable of making or willing to make. And you just have to be really clear about what you want.
Yeah, not only that, you know, if you're doing FinDom, like solely, specifically FinDom, then the act of sending without, you know, wanting or receiving something back should be okay too. It should be fine. There should not be any kind of complaint about that, you know, because whatever made you send in the first place was due to something that the Dom, you know, displayed or how she is, or is she something you saw about her that you liked or something that she said or whatever, whatever the case may be.
And this kind of takes us, sorry.
No, go ahead, Jen.
I was just saying that this kind of takes us back to the first thing that he said, that there's no appreciation. I think maybe if you're looking for appreciation, maybe FinDom isn't for you. And that's fine. You could, there are so many other kinks that involve sending that you can totally do that do involve appreciation. But I don't feel like FinDom is one of them. Or maybe the FinDom that I have seen doesn't involve any appreciation or any like the real gratitude that he might be looking for.
And I think that's true. And I think that long-term sub mentioned when you were talking to him before, Mari, he mentioned that a lot of people are getting confused with FinDom and like transactional femdom, you know, or selling foot content. Like all those things are kind of muddied together at this point. So, you know, FinDom doesn't necessarily, you don't have to get appreciation necessarily from that. And that's very different from selling content.
Right. And or the type of appreciation you will get may not match, you know, with you as a sub versus another sub, right? Maybe like for one sub, appreciation is her just, you know, existing. And maybe appreciation for another sub is a thank you, or another appreciation for another sub is a good boy or good piggy or whatever the case, you know, whatever it is. So yeah. Yeah, that's like dating, kind of. All right, so any final thoughts on tweet 7 before I move to tweet 8? Cool. All right, moving to tweet 8. let's see. Okay, so number 8. Oh, this is going to be interesting. Claiming experience while she's not. A sub can see that very quickly. It can be quite embarrassing.
Ooh, that's a harsh, harsh one.
I mean, I guess he couldn't see it quickly enough. Sorry.
I mean, you can kind of tell experience by just opening her Twitter page.
I mean, no. I gotta say, it also comes with whether the sub is experienced, because a sub who's experienced can tell which DOMs are experienced. Like I had this one guy that was in my DMs, and I think we talked about I asked him, I was like, hey, how do you see that this lifestyle has changed over the years? And he's like, there's a lot more scammers now. There's a lot more, like, you know, fake DOMs. And so he kind of gave me a little bit of a window. He was like, I believe that you're not, you know, a catfish, and you're not a real, you're not fake, because I looked into your links. I listened to your podcast. I, you know, X, Y, Z. Like he gave me a whole list of things that he did in order to make sure that he was really talking to me and not some random person. And it was because I didn't have a verification video. But so even though I didn't have a verification video, this sub did his due diligence to try and figure out if I was real or not. And I think that's what it has to take here a little bit, as the sub being able to do their due diligence. Although I do understand where he's coming from as to like girls that might say that they're experienced and they just came on and like yesterday.
So I'm like curious if the lack of experience came up during the initial conversation, for example, or if it came up like during a session. Because I feel like when if it's during a session, then I can completely understand the frustration where you feel like you need to tell the dom how to act. But I feel like for subs that are inexperienced, it's much easier for them, and they have much more of a platform to come and say, "Hey, I'm inexperienced." But there's less of a platform for a dom to come and say that because she's automatically like, look, it's frowned upon.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jen. That you mentioned right there. You know, how can a dom come in and say she's inexperienced and still be a attractive as a dom? I think that's one of the things that doms struggle with, absolutely, when they first start.
And this is why it's so, I'm sorry, I got a sneaky. I'm just gonna say this quickly. I feel like this is why it's so important for DOMs to be able to communicate with each other. Because DOMs that are more experienced can help DOMs that are less experienced. But I feel like in general, DOMs that don't have as much experience are not really, like, less subs will initially tribute to them. And that's kind of frustrating for a new dom.
Yeah. Kiki, I know you wanted to say something. Can you hear us?
Oh, there we go. I'm here. Sorry.
No worries.
I was gonna say the same thing that Jen said. I think that you really need to kind of embed yourself in the community, and you need to find your people. You need to find some other DOMs that you click with. You need to be able to bounce ideas. I think that's been pivotal for me, and I think that's really important because when you come in, you don't get to say you're inexperienced. You're absolutely right about that. We don't get to say that. We have to show that we're confident in what we're doing because that is the essence of what we're doing. So even if we don't have experience necessarily in every kink, every fetish, every request, it doesn't mean that we can't do our research, practice, do what we need to do so that we get that experience. So when he says that it's embarrassing, I really wish we could ask him, like, could you tell us more? Could you tell us more about what what you mean about that? Because if someone is saying they are so experienced, you do have that expectation. Whereas if someone says nothing, then you don't really have an expectation at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think that actually what, the whole like the dom, being inexperienced when she first comes in and not wanting to show that she's inexperienced is something that doms have a struggle with, or it is something that is it is a real thing, that we have to face. Is being new to anything. And I think that so a little bit of kind of awareness, self-awareness from the dom and awareness from the sub on that matter should be taken into consideration.
So I actually have a good example of like, because I feel like DOMs have, there's an overall experience and then there's specific experiences. Like for example, I had a sub request me for hypnosis and I know nothing about hypnosis. I've never done it before. I've never seen it done. Like I don't know how the hypnosis kink works, but I told him I have never done it. I have heard of it, but if you want to like show me, like send me videos, send me examples, I will study it for you. I feel like subs need to let DOMs have the chance to learn and to explore it. Like send them the specific videos that you're interested. Send them Pornhub for all I care. Like, just lead them the way. Don't be like, oh, you're inexperienced. Bye.
Well, yeah, at that point, it comes into, do you want to experiment something together? Right? Like, hey, I don't know how to do that, but I'm willing to try. And I think that should be, you know, I think a dom is important for a dom to be comfortable saying like, hey, I don't know how to do that. However, I'm totally willing to try it out, or, you know, let's give it a go. Why not? And if it's uncomfortable, then it doesn't work and we can move on, you know? And I think that's a way of getting your feet wet.
I love that idea. I really like that idea, Mari, because we shouldn't be afraid of each other. I know a lot of subs are scared to approach us, and we, you know, in turn, we don't, you know, just meeting someone for the first time in a DM, we don't know them either. So we don't really know what to expect. So saying, hey, you want to, let's experiment on this together. That sounds fun. I think that's great, because they didn't necessarily come to you, Jen, because they knew that you knew how to do, you know, hypnosis or anything like that. They came to you because they like something about you. So I don't think that saying, oh, I don't know how to do that, I don't think that that would turn them off. They would probably be excited to try that out with you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
This was on a live, so he didn't personally DM me, but I obviously, I think we all have different DMs where people are like, hey, do you do XYZ?
No, and actually, this is a really good moment to say to any subs that are listening that if there's a dom that you like, but you don't see on her profile that she's into something that you're looking for, you know, you can, you know, if you want to, again, you'd have to tribute to talk, or, you know, if you want to risk just asking, maybe she'll answer you, you know, and saying, hey, I'd like to do this with you. I'll pay this much or whatever. I'm willing to pay for it. She might just be interested, might be like, you know what? I've never gotten to do that, and I've always wanted to. And then you'd be able to not only discover something with each other, but she would also be discovering something that she likes within herself. And that's empowering to anyone. You know, discovering something that you like about yourself is really cool and empowering. Awesome. Well, any last thoughts on tweet number 8 before I move to tweet number 9? All right, cool. So while I'm here, I'm just going to reset the room. So we're just dissecting this sub's tweets on this thread that was quite interesting to me, because I like to know what, you know, a sub is mind is like. And so this mind is quite interesting. Number 9, promising things that will never happen. Sub sends intro, explains what he's looking for. Dom's promising the world. Sub sends a lot in anticipation in the next several weeks, but gets very little in return. Okay, yeah, that's a red flag to me from the dom's perspective.
And again, there's no context to this particular tweet.
Yeah, this one's a bit vague in my opinion. Yeah. What is the world?
What is the world?
Like, maybe $20 is a lot to you, but it's not enough to get the world. Like, you know, like, there's so many things that can be miscommunicated in just this one specific scenario.
Right. Well, I think in the first sentence where he says, like, promising things that will never happen is a bit of a red flag from either party, obviously. Like, if the sub promises to send and doesn't send, or if the dom promises to send a video and doesn't send that video, you know, that is a real thing that happens.
So maybe he's just referring to more of a scam.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, I don't think anyone likes to be scammed, so I don't really have anything to add to this specific one, but it is a bit vague in my mind.
Yeah, and That's one of the biggest fears that subs have, according to long-term sub from episode two, is that one of the biggest fears that subs have online is getting scammed. I mean, obviously, that's one of the fears that DOMs have too. However, I think that DOMs are more at risk because we created a whole page. We put work into creating a whole Twitter page, a whole Instagram, a whole thing. So we can't just like delete and disappear. Whereas the sub or the buyer can just be like, okay, I'm just going to turn this profile off. I literally made it in 2 seconds. I'll make another one in 2 seconds and scam the next person. So I think it's a little bit more difficult, in my opinion, for the Dom to scam. Although I have seen that Doms will kind of, post on their Twitter page like certain things. I don't know. What do you guys think?
This works both ways, to be honest.
Oh, Jen, you're in a
Really
noisy
hard.
place.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so what I was saying, that this actually works both ways, because this reminded me of what happened with Goddess Megan. It was either yesterday or 2 days ago when a sub was like, "What can I do to be your favorite sub? How much should I tribute you? Is $100 enough? Is $999 enough?" And it's just like, why? Like, okay, for us, we're experienced, so we're just like, okay, dude, like, we know you're a ripoff. It's not gonna work. Like, you're never gonna send up $999. But I'm thinking about a new Dom who has lack of experience getting these kind of messages, and this sub is ex like promising the world to her and not delivering. So it kind of works both ways.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree. All right. So, any final thoughts on tweet number 9 before I move to tweet number 10? Okay, let's see. I think tw 10 is. Oh, okay. Also, this was an interesting one for me too. The small scamming lies, where the Dom says, "Sub, send $50 and I will show you video from my gym." And the sub sends, and then the Dom says, "Now I want another $50 if you want to see that." And then he says, "That's not Findom, that's a scam."
Yeah, no, that's a ripoff on her part. That's just not cool, in my opinion. If you set a price to a specific video, then you should be able to deliver that with the specific price that you set.
Well, and again, where's he finding these people? If these are brand new, if these are brand new Doms, right? If there's a brand new Dom and she has like 50 followers, and there's really not a lot of tweets or retweets or anything like that, you do run a risk of someone being like that. But if you're working with somebody that, I don't know, because sometimes a lot of DOMs will screenshot things, comments that people have made about content or about sessions, things like that. They have to do their homework. And so it seems like if the follower count's pretty high, you're probably not going to run into a Dom that's going to continue to demand money and not deliver what they said they were going to.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed, agreed. Yeah, I think this kind of speaks for itself, the tweet. It's just like, yeah, I mean, it's the thing is that like it is it, the subs that are still experimenting and trying out different DOMs. Oh, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the subs that are still experimenting and trying out different DOMs, it like fortunately, unfortunately, that is the process of just like tributing, seeing how it goes after you've done research with the DOM. And if it doesn't go well, yeah, you're just gonna have to move on. Like it can't it, like you don't have to solely invest in that one Dom just because you've already tributed to that one Dom. You can and please don't just ghost. You can just say like, hey, like I think this isn't a good match. You know, I'm gonna move on, right? I think that if you just, because then you might just be leading a dom on into her thinking that, like, oh my God, okay, this sub's interested in me. Maybe this can be something, you know? And then the next day, the sub is like owned by some other dom. You know, have that conversation, have those conversations that you might not want to have, but you should have, both for the dom
Oh.
party and the sub party.
I have had this experience myself. It's so frustrating. Yes, that is Mari. I completely agree with you.
Awesome. Any final thoughts on tweet number 10 before I move to tweet 11? Okay, gonna post tweet. I think tweet 11 seems to be the last one. I don't see anything more. Oh, this one got quite a bit of replies. Okay. Doms who are way too full of themselves, way too much ego, way too much hate towards males in general. It's beneath them to reply to subs. Is that what he says? Well, it's beneath them to reply to subs and truly believe they know everything at age 22. Dot, dot, dot. No words.
This one, yeah, I don't know if I agree with this one. I also don't know if I necessarily disagree with this one. I think, like, what is the right way to be full of yourself? Like, I'm not.
Yeah, this one got the most replies. You know, like what, like for example, if you look at the reply, Miss one of the replies, Mistress Molly says, you know, ageism is lame. God forbid someone be confident and young. She should be insecure and only listen to you, right? Like it triggered a couple of people. You know, someone else said, disagree with you here. A femdom has to be cocky and full of herself and always superior. It's part of what makes her desirable. And so he responds, true, the way to is the extra. So I guess, you know.
I understand what he's saying in a way because you can be a confident and commanding dom and not be like a cocky, arrogant bitch. I don't know how else to put it. Like
But
I
then what are you expected to be? I don't like.
well, I think at the same time, though, it has to do with different variations on this entire thing. There are people that want you to be that sassy, bratty, commanding person, and then there are others that don't want that. So when subs see some of our tweets and they might be like, fuck you, loser, pay me, or just, have a great day. That's the span we're talking about. That's the spectrum we're talking about, and there's somebody that likes every part of that spectrum. So just because a dom might say that one day doesn't mean that's all of what she's about necessarily. So I think that he's talking about one kind of subset of femdom. I don't think that they all, like that necessarily, but I don't know. I don't agree or disagree with this post. I just think that there's so many different variations and flavors for everybody that we can't really say it's wrong to act that way, and we can't say it's the only way to act either.
I just think that maybe that's just not his style. It doesn't necessarily mean that a dom shouldn't be like
Exactly.
this.
Exactly.
And
I agree.
I've gotten many DMs of people saying, I want you to act like a bratty bitch. And I've gotten DMs saying, I want you to be nice. So I just think that it's fine if it's not your thing, but you don't have to like cancel it out, in my opinion. I feel like it's a bit too harsh to say this.
Right. But also, I think that, you know, women who come in with, you know, the sole focus on kind of being revengeful towards men, like with the sole having, you know, because where he says way too much hate towards male in general in the tweet, I think where when the, I'm because I'm sure there are women that are just solely focused, their main focus is just like, you know, I just want to get back at men for everything they've done to women, blah, blah, blah. Like, just like a vendetta, like a vengeance. I don't know what the word is that I'm like looking for.
Bill.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think they might get burned out too quickly, you know, or it just can become kind of chaotic where a sub likes that. A sub, you know, there are a guy's like, yeah, you know what? I am the scum of the earth. I do deserve this hate. I should be punished for, you know, being a guy, whatever the case may be. But then when the terminology, when the terms come into just talking or just having a relationship, I personally don't see how that would work. Like, I could just only see that as being like maybe one session to another, having a relationship, a type of relationship between a dom who, you know, is solely focused on, you know, hating and getting back at guys, you know, for just in general for existing. I don't see how that can work in a type of relationship, you know, and I'd love for a dom to whoever's listening to come in and explain to me how that would work, because I just don't understand how it would.
I haven't seen too many tweets where it's just like hate towards males in general. I specifically this part, I'm not really understanding it, because but I haven't seen it, so maybe I just don't know about it. But I also feel like,
yeah, sorry, Jen, really quickly to interrupt. I think this isn't the first feedback that I've gotten from a guy of just like, I feel like there are girls on here that just hate guys just because they hate guys. Like, they just hate guys. The, like, end of story. It's interesting that maybe doms might not be doing that, but maybe they might be giving off that perspective. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I think that I have seen a few doms that is their, that is kind of their thing. And I mean, we can be whoever we want on Twitter, right? So you have a brand, you have a direction that you want to go. And that might be kind of, you might generalize it more, which I think most of us do, like on one hand, might be kind of a harder dom than the other, but there wouldn't be doms that did that if there wasn't subs that liked that. So I think that with this particular, what is it, number 11, I think that there are obviously subs that like that. And I think that that's kind of attacking a piece of their personality or their brand, and because he doesn't like it. But somebody does. Because there's still, I mean, I know of a few in particular that's their thing.
Right. Yeah. My question though is it sustainable?
I just want to say beforehand that if you want to avoid this type of doms, you just need to enter her Twitter page. Like, you need to do your research. If you're approaching a specific dom, I feel like doms are very, like, you can tell what kind of personality they're trying to show just by the tweets that they put online throughout the day. Like, it also doesn't require that much time. Like, you go into her page, you look at the specific things that she tweets, and then you understand what kind of dom she can probably be. That's my opinion. Like, it doesn't take that much work for a sub to understand what she's trying to brand by just doing his research, doing his homework, understanding exactly what she's about. And if that doesn't speak to you, then just don't approach her in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't like it, cry as a river. Awesome. Well, yeah. What an interesting, you know, thread. I thought that was like, you know, just kind of looking at an experience. That's the last tweet that he puts on that thread. And I was just like, what an interesting way to, you know, look into what somebody else has experienced and what else is going out there. So, yeah. Well, anyway, any final thoughts on this before I close out?
I think we should make a thread from the opposite perspective now. Like, maybe on the, you know, just like, okay, this is what you say about doms. Well, this is what we say about subs. But not even in like a, oh, I'm going to get you back. But just like, okay, it's good that you have pointers. We also have some few pointers.
I think that it's nice that he put his perspective out there. But I really, like you said in the beginning, Mari, to take it with a grain of salt, because this is one sub's opinion on what he doesn't like. And I guess it's very generalized. You know, he probably should have said that disclaimer in the front of it, like, this is what subs like me, or something like that, because there are plenty of subs that might disagree with some of the things that he said. Some want to be disrespected. Some want those things. If we did one, if Doms did one, I think that there's a lot more things that we would agree on. Obviously, you know, I think there'd be a lot more things we'd agree on. It wouldn't be quite maybe as generalized.
Yeah, I think I think if we were to make one coming from more of like the technicality aspect, because obviously there's emotion into this and into his thread. He put his own emotions into his thread.
Exactly. And I'm kind of looking at it like from a business transaction type standpoint. Totally. I'm not really thinking of it as feelings, because, you know, that's a whole other topic. And obviously he's been burned, which is awful. Like, I feel awful for him that these things have happened, but I'm looking at it more as like good business. It's not good business to rip people off. It's not good business to treat people like shit if you know that that's not what they're into. You know, that's not good business.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know, that brings up I'm going to exit out of this tweet right now. I just want to bring in a new topic here, because one of the things that I wonder if subs ask themselves or question, or guys question themselves is this Dom talking to me just because of my money, or is she talking to me because she's genuinely interested in me? I think that has to be a thought that's gone across one of their minds. And what do you guys think about it? Go ahead, Jen.
I can speak for myself. I think starting off, obviously, it's more of a transaction. So I'm thinking about, I put out some kind of business and he pays some kind of fee, and like that's what it is for me. But sometimes you really get to know specific subs, and then they can be your regulars, for example, or they can be something that is more long term. And then I feel like we're able to kind of exit that transactional kind of relationship and go into a more of a, you know, not friendship, because obviously we're not here to be friends, but something that's more, let's get to know each other because we will be talking on a more regular basis, or like, let's try to, like, you know, share more personal details about each other, or get to know each other's personality to see if we work maybe on a more like humane level. But I feel like doms that look at subs from only a transactional point of view, usually it's more short term rather than long term.
Well said. Yeah, I think the guys that think that is just kind of like, I think at that, from that perspective, it's getting too much, too caught up. Like, the focus is too much on the money at that point. Like, if the guy is thinking like, well, is she talking to me because of my money, or is she talking to me because she's genuinely interested in me? Like, neither, both. Like, you know, like, you're focusing there too much on the funds, because I can talk to a guy with a lot of money, but if there's no spark, if there's no connection, if there's no sort of match, if there's no, like, if our kinks don't match, if you're asking me for something that I can't give, then I don't, to me, it doesn't make a difference how much money you have. And then there are guys that have been blocked by DOMs where there is no unblock fee. So she doesn't even want your money. Like, you know, you want to know how a Dom is done with you because she doesn't even want your money. That's how you know a Dom is fully done with you.
It also works both ways where you're just like, is this person talking to me because he likes my feet or because he's generally interested in me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, right? Am I being seen also like am I being objectified too? You know, am I also being objectified? That's a really interesting way of looking at it there.
I feel like it always works both ways. It's not just like one side is feeling, you know, like it's important to look at it from both perspectives. Maybe for a sub, it's more sensitive because it is about money. But also I sometimes feel to myself, is he talking to me because what, I'm a piece of meat? Like, or sometimes I'm like, is he talking to me because he's lonely? You know, sometimes subs are very lonely and they're just looking for someone to talk to. And then I'm just like, that's not why I'm here. I'm not here to make you feel less lonely. This is not the business I'm branding.
Yeah, and to each their own. I mean, personally, like, hey, if you're lonely, but if you want to pay me for your company, then that's a whole other, you know, situation. Like, sure, you know, why not? If I also enjoy your company, then okay, then like, why not? Let's spend that time together, you know. But I think we're all here trying to make, we're all hustling. You know, I like, do not make the mistake that we just come on here, look pretty and get money. No. Like, we're out here being social media managers. Yeah. Like, we're over here doing marketing, like we're photographers. We're doing all sorts of things.
I think that a lot of people, you know, it really depends on your expectations for doing this. And some people might, DOMs might not mind the friendship aspect, or they might not mind the company, especially if you click with people. Because even if they have a lot of money, if you just don't get along with them, there's no magic there, as you said, Mari, then what's the point? It's just because at the end of the day, we're still just a community. We're trying to get to know other people and kind of explore this whole world together. And obviously we're not here for free because nobody could take this much time out of their life and do what we do for nothing. And there are a lot of guys, I think, that, you know, we see it in the DMs daily, that they'll compliment us and they think that that's payment enough, that they're paying us with compliments. Ugh. And that's why we're here, because we just want to be told how amazing we are. And as soon as the Cash App button comes up, they don't understand what's going on. And it's like, your expectations were not correct in coming here to me.
Yeah, there are a lot of subs that come on here and they're very confused. Like, very confused.
Awesome. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for being here. That was a fun conversation. It was a very interesting conversation for me, and I appreciate you both being here and all the listeners as well. This is the Manky PP Podcast, episode 8. I'm Goddess Mari, and I'll be signing off for today. So see you guys next Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye. Make that money.